The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd, Dreamweaver. If you've always wanted to know a bit more about travel, whether for work or pleasure, you'll want to stay tuned for the next hour. Lindsay has over 20 years of worldly experience and is ready to make your next trip the best trip possible. Now, here is your host, Lindsay T. Boyd.
Good afternoon. Today, I believe, is Wednesday, the 17th of June, 2015. Today, we have a special guest with us in the audience, on the show today. Her name is Darlene McClure. She's a retired college professor and CEO and senior travel concierge of Oh Happy Day Travel and Tours. Darlene is a co-director of the California Central Valley National Association of Career Travel Agents. She serves as a mentor and a trainer to new agents and as a member of the ATB Travel Council. And ATB is American Travel Bureau. She retired in 2010 from being a college professor and has been serving as in the travel industry since 2004. Darlene, I noticed that it's 2004 to 2010. So for 6 years, you were doing travel and being a professor at the same time?
That's correct, Lindsay. And first, let me just say, I just really welcome this opportunity to be on your show. I feel very honored. And I love to talk about travel because it is truly a passion of mine. But, you know, I started off, I've always liked to travel, but the way I got into travel was I was walking down the halls one day at school and saw a flyer for a travel agent in my local area. So I just kind of looked around to see if any students were looking, and I actually took it and went down and applied for the job. And so, yes, I worked part-time, 20 hours a week, at a local travel agency for 6 years prior to retiring.
Now, I note you looked around to make sure students were watching. Was that so that you didn't give them ideas that maybe it might be better to do travel instead of going to school?
No, they needed to complete their education. Mine was ending. I wanted to do something fun and exciting. And so I thought, yeah, they're not going to make any money in travel because they're not mature enough at this point in their lives. So let me go down there and get this job.
Whatever it takes to bring us into a new occupation, isn't it?
Absolutely.
True?
My whole purpose was to learn the business.
So
and
now that you
that I did, and it was fun doing it.
So now that you've started on your path of learning and travel and the rest, I noticed that you are an experienced cruise and group travel planning expert, and that you've traveled extensively to many destinations around the world. And one of the things I noted when I was looking at your bio and information was that you've done a lot of large group and other group travel for charities, executive staff, honeymooners, family reunions, faith-based groups, and even the NBA Players, Retired Players Association. Can you tell me, how'd you end up working with the NBA Players Association? Or actually, what did you do with them when you worked with them?
Well, I had received a phone call from a very dear friend that said to me, the NBA is looking for a travel agency to handle all of their executive travel and also to organize or orchestrate their summit that they have on a yearly basis, and asked me if I would be interested in being part of that choice or being in that pool. And I said, absolutely. And so I proceeded to write a proposal, because that's kind of my thing, is if I'm going to do something, I need to sit down and put the words to paper and make sure it flows and do everything that I can to make sure that I'm representing my company in a professional way. So I put together a proposal with pictures, and I first began to brainstorm how this would look. So, of course, I called the organization and just to give me some background. But all the information actually was on the website of previous summits that they had had and what had happened in them. So I went in with that knowledge and took that information and noted that they had never done like an all-inclusive. They were doing the hotel things, which, you know, as you know, as a professional travel agent, can be very expensive. And there's lots of parts to put together. It's like a puzzle. And so I began to research some all-inclusive resorts that I thought that I could negotiate with that would make the price where they could not refuse because of the relationship that I have with my business development managers and working with bringing this organization to them, which was exciting for most of them that I had proposed to work with. And so we ended up with Club Med in Florida. We started out of the country because, you know, a lot of times when you go beyond the U.S., the resorts are very lovely and nice, but the price point is a lot less than what you can do in the United States. But then you also have to factor in flying everybody there and getting them to the resorts. So looked there first and then thought, well, let me try. I know there's one in the United States. So I did that one, and my BDM, my business development manager, worked just endlessly with me to get a price point that they could not refuse. They couldn't match it anywhere. And now, then we went beyond that to talk about golfing for benefits for the community, where they could come in and see the professionals play. And there's other things that go on because you have meeting space now and you've got to coordinate where they're going to go. And you've got, but the nice thing is we didn't have to worry about the food because it's all inclusive. The rooms were already there. The programs were in place. Even if they brought their children, there were children's clubs. And so it was just a win-win situation for both parts to do that. And so I got down to the last two, and so it was like, okay, we're down to two people and you're still in the running. So then I thought, okay, I'll just talk to my business development manager about giving them a little trip to the resort and let them view it themselves and walk the grounds and see what we have to offer. So I arranged that, and it ended up being kind of like a vacation for the president and his family. And after that, it was just like, thumbs down. Yes, we're going to go there, and we're going to give her the contract, and we're going to make that happen. And that was really interesting for me because that every January I sit down and look at what I did last year, and I think, you know, and that was the one year I said, you know, I would really like to make a significant difference in my business. And like 2 weeks later, here comes the phone call. And so I was just so blessed to be able to do that. We ended up with 375 retired players and their families all in one setting, and it was just amazing.
Now, looking at what you did for the Players Association, I note that a lot of businesses all around the world, not just the ones in the U.S., do events. They do meetings and seminars around at different hotels and different places, and they put all those things together. Now, if I was a owner of one of those businesses, and I wanted to do something different, or I wanted to enjoy the travel and get the perks and have somebody do the work, would you be the type of person I would go to?
Absolutely. Not only do I do the trip for you, we set up a web page or a Facebook page where people that are going to attend the event can see changes, can see who's coming, can participate in upcoming events that are going to be available, what's going on in the area. We still do all of the travel as far as getting them there pre and post if they want to come ahead of time, stay, because in my situation, people were coming from all over the world. Well, they didn't want to just come for the weekend. So now we're branching out. Now we've got a good pre and post. So now you've got to work with the organization now to say, okay, can I get this price backed up a couple of days because people want to come in early, and can I get it extended a few days? Well, if you have a relationship with an organization or with one of the vendors, that we, as we call them, if you work with them and you have a good relationship, you can make that happen because they want the business and they want you to get the business for them, because if it's well done, it's repeat business for everybody. And again, it's a win-win situation. And yes, we do all the work. You give us the people, we do the work.
Now, as a travel specialist, I look at that, and I was looking at your resume here, and I noticed that you're a certified special event and group travel specialist. I may have gotten that a little wrong in how it was said, but basically, it's my understanding that what you do is, for people and for groups, you are one of a very few people travel agents who specialize and who've actually gone through a certification program to be specialized in handling groups and special event travel. Is that correct?
That is correct. Absolutely. We deliver as we are the event specialists. We're kind of like meeting planners, if you will, because we take care of every detailed, and we deliver unparalleled service and unsurpassed service for the client that we're representing. Because what happens with groups is, if they have a good experience, they go tell their friends. That group will grow from year to year to year. And that's the kind of business that you want, especially people in my position that's kind of retired, I mean, that is retired from a profession and is very passionate about what they do with travel, but not necessarily need to have or be busy every day. And so if you can get a group and focus on that group and do a job well, and that group becomes your group next year, because at that event, when people are so happy and having a good time, you're going to have already talked about the next year's event, the follow-up. And you're going to have those forms there. You're going to want to get their credit cards, and you're going to want them all to sign up before they leave. And you get the pressure of groups sometimes that if Susie's going to go, well, Joe's not going to let Susie go unless he can go because his wife talked to Susie, and they said, well, why can't we go? And so it's that word of mouth and that excitement that happens that that group begins to grow. And like I said, if you do it well, they're going to go tell their friends. And so
now, if I was an individual and I wanted to do a family reunion, do you handle groups as small as a family reunion where maybe we only have 20 or 30 people?
Yes, and I have done reunions before also. Same kind of scenario. I will locate the place. I will take care of, matter of fact, I'm doing one right now. I will take care of all of your guests. You just give me their email addresses. I will contact them or give them my information. They contact me, but if they don't, I will contact them and say, I understand that your family's having a reunion and they want you there. And so I'm here to make things work for you so that we can make this an easy transition for you to attend this event. And we do the payment plans. I mean, we take deposits and they can pay as they go, or they can wait until the typical 45 days if it's a cruise to pay all the money. And we just make it so that everybody can afford. It's almost like they can't not go, because it's such an easy process for them. All they have to do, and that's the nice thing about working with the groups, it's already set up. You know what the price point is. You know what's going to be involved. And people sometimes will go online and find a cruise that may be less. That's well and good, but you're not part of the group when you get on the cruise ship. You can get on, but if the group has activities and we do what we call amenities to do extra things, like have a cocktail party or get together for a gathering. I do church groups, and so they want service on Sunday morning, and they want their pastors to preach. So I arrange all of that. But if you're not part of that group, yeah, you got on the ship, but you can't attend their activities. So there's an incentive out there to be part of the group and not just
on
the ship.
So are you telling me that if I go on a cruise and that you have a group on the cruise, because I've heard of cruises like where they have, you know, football players or basketball players or whatever. But if they have a special group signing or group event, is it something that the cruise line says that you can't make that open to other people?
No, not the cruise line. It's the group itself. Because you there's an event fee that's in there for them to have privy to these activities. And so it's just like any conference. You'll have a registration table. You'll have some way to identify you as part of that group, a wristband or a badge or something. And so if you don't have that, you cannot participate.
Well, you know, it looks like we're going to have to I want to stop the conversation right now because there's a whole bunch more that we could talk about right there, and I need to go to commercial break. So
okay.
We're going to go to a break right now, and we'll continue this conversation after the break.
That sounds great.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Weave your own dream vacation or trip using our Dreamweaver services. Our job is to plan your amazing travel experience from start to finish, saving you the hassle of making arrangements yourself. From tea times, restaurant reservations, cruise or airline tickets, cars, hotels, and group accommodations, to ensuring special needs such as handicap or disability access is available, the Dreamweaver desk is designed to accommodate your travel requests. The delivery of completely customized luxury sports, lifestyle, and cruise travel packages is job one. We pride ourselves on delivering top-quality travel packages that take the worry out of travel, allowing our guests to enjoy special moments that will last a lifetime. Currently, our high-demand, limited-availability trips include the Summer Games in Rio 2016, the World Cup of Rugby in England September 2015, and much more. What are you waiting for? Contact us today to get started on your once-in-a-lifetime experience. Call 877-DREAM-1. That's 877-373-2661. Or go to www.dreamweaver.com for our special pricing packages. That's 877-DREAMM-1 or dreamweaver.com. Remember, it's dream with two M's.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are enjoying Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd, Dreamweaver. To reach our show live, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Dreamweaver with two M's at TamandaRayTravel.com. Now, back to Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd.
Hello, and welcome back to Travel Time with Lindsay Boyd. Today we have a guest, Darlene McClure from Oh Happy Day Tours and Travel Agency. Now, we've been talking to her for the last few minutes about group cruises, group travel, group everything. If you're in a group and you want to go somewhere, we've been talking about how she did that and the fact that she did a large group event for the NBA Retired Players Association. Yeah, the National Basketball Association's Retired Players Association came to this lady and did a group trip. Now, if you're looking at doing a group trip, you need to understand that there is a lot of work involved in that. And one of the things that we were discussing just before we went to the break was, if you have a group trip, and let's say you do it on a cruise ship, when you do it on a cruise ship, sometimes people can find a fare that may be cheaper than what the group is charging. I want to clarify with Darlene, are those people who find a fare cheaper than what the group is charging going to be able to go on the group excursions or go to any of the group events?
No, the cruise line wants to protect their own sales that they have on the ships. And because when you get on a ship, they have sales departments that sell excursions also. So as a result, if you are not in that group, then you will not be able to participate in those activities.
So basically what you're saying is that when you, even though you might think you can find a better price, if mm-hmm. you don't join the group, you can't be part of the group. Isn't that true?
That's correct.
Okay, you know, we've talked a little bit about groups today. We're going to get back to them a little bit later. But what I'd like to move on is I'd like people to get a better understanding of who you are and and where you've come from. You know, I noticed that you were a college professor, but, you know, we never found out what you taught in college. What did you teach?
I was a business major. So I taught all the business courses over the 33 years that I was there, with the exception of accounting, because that's not my strong area. And any professional development type courses. So that was what I taught, and it was great. But my best class to teach was business ethics. I loved it.
Business ethics.
Yes.
Now, you know, when you look at ethics and business and things like that, over the years, sometimes the travel agency has gotten a bad rap.
Right.
Either because there's been travel agents who didn't know what they were doing. There was tour companies who went out of business and took people's money mm-hmm. or things like that. I would assume that if business ethics is something that you taught, is that something that you look at when you're looking at the companies that you work with?
Absolutely. I look for integrity and professionalism, and I look for those that aren't just after what I can do for them. I'm looking for a relationship with my business development managers, because I need to know that if something goes wrong with my clients while they're traveling and I'm dealing with a case right now, I want that resolved as soon as possible, hopefully while they're on vacation and not after they come back home. But now, I also want that kind of relationship where I can tell my client, you go ahead and enjoy your vacation. I got this. I'm going to take care of this. I'm behind the scenes. I'm working this. We're going to get it resolved.
So
and
with you
can
as
continue
a travel agent,
enjoy your vacation.
Okay. So with you as a travel agent versus a person who does a trip individually. So,
right.
You know, a lot of people wonder, why do I need a travel agent? Why do I need to do some of the things that they do? I think you just gave us a little idea of why you might need a travel agent in some of your business things. And that's, you are like the wingman for the fighter pilot
right.
or the other pilot. Or you're like the other person in a situation who, as they say on NCIS, I've got your six, which means
right.
I've got your back.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I refer to myself as an ombudsman. And
okay.
as you know, that's the person that's looking out to make sure that everything is happening the way it's supposed to. And if it doesn't, that's who you call and complain. So call me. You don't have to go to the counter and complain of the hotel. You call me. I will intervene and call the counter.
Now, can they still go to the counter also?
They can still go to the counter. If they want to spend their vacation time doing that, absolutely. And if it's something that can be resolved easily, as they think, absolutely. But if not, that's what I do. That's where my strength is, in getting to them and writing letters. I just wrote one last week and saying, you need to get on top of this and make this happen. And not only do I write letters to the, but see, I've written a letter before they got there. I always send a letter to the concierge at the hotel and explain that my guests are coming and that if there's anything they can do to make their stay better, enhancing, if that includes free upgrades, if that includes putting a bottle of champagne in the room or whatever, I would be most appreciative. And or if I could pay for something, like a written note to go into their room, a box of candy from their gift store, anything that makes that client feel special. And I know one of the terms that I love that my travel coach talks about is you under-promise and over-deliver. And now, I love that term because even as much as just a couple of chocolate-covered strawberries just says to them, I'm special. And
now,
so,
Darlene, is this is something that you do that's above and beyond what they could do on their own if they booked their hotel at a internet website.
Exactly.
Because the internet website isn't going to do anything for them, is it?
It's not going to do anything for them, and if they have a problem, they're not going to answer the phone.
Okay.
And if they do, they don't know who to talk to because they're going to say, oh, it's 1,000 of us.
And one of the things I understand, I mean, I had a recent trip where we had some issues, is that a travel agent, and I'm going to say a good travel agent because everybody knows that in any occupation that you have, there are people who just halfway do the job.
Yes, that is very true, and I hear those stories all the time.
Now,
but, you know, every travel experience is, as you were saying last week in your show, it's an itinerary of new discoveries for people. People don't want to go away from home and have the same experience they can have at home. They go away to indulge in the culture, to relax, to learn, to play, have these endless activities available to them. And you help set that up. And we have many resources that we can even pay for their excursions now because one of the frustrations is in Europe in the summertime is they fill up and then you get there, you can't go. Or you can't skip the line. Well, who wants to stand in line 3 hours waiting to go into a chapel? So those are some of the benefits that professional travel agents who do this on a daily basis know the ins and outs. I was just listening to some of the upcoming changes that are happening in the travel industry. People don't read like they used to. And so if I could go get some cliff notes really quick on where I'm going, what I'm doing, and those are things that travel agents do provide for their travelers before they go or sit with them and talk about what kinds of things they want to do so that you have an idea, that's way beyond what the Internet will offer. Now, are there some good things on the Internet? Yeah, it's crapshoot. Have I used it? Yes, I have. And there's a time that I used it, and I was sorry I did. But lesson learned.
Now, I know as an agent that some agents will actually take the time to go out and research what pricing is on the Internet, research the pricing they can get from their sources there, and find ways to provide more value for their client than what they can get off the pricing on the Internet. Is that something that is normal? Is it something that you're trained to do?
You know it's there because if you attend webinars and you go to some of the association's conferences, you talk to vendors, you learn how to do that. But some travel agents are kind of lazy. And so, no, they won't take that extra step. But then a good travel agent will. And they will do a comparison. And they will say, I know, you know, and I think it's impressive to a client if someone says, you know, I was out on there and I saw that price. And you're absolutely right. That's a great price. But this is what I'm offering, and this is what goes along with mine that I don't think you're going to get with that price.
So, in looking at the industry and all as a whole, because I got sidetracked again and didn't go straight down asking more about you. But in the industry, how do you keep current with what's going on in the industry? I mean, is there certification classes that are out there? Is there other training opportunities? Is it just because you travel to locations? Or do you do a little bit of all of it? Could you please explain what is done that makes it so that you understand what's going on?
Well, one of the things you do, we get journals, and we get travel agent journals, we get agent at home journals, we get all kinds of, once you're logged into the travel industry, the books start, they start coming. And so you have to be a reader. And being retired, I spend at least an hour to an hour and a half a day reading through journals for time-sensitive information, basically because I do train new agents, and some of them are still working, so they don't have the time that I do to sit down and go through. Plus, I'm curious what's going on. Their webinars, I could sit all day and be in class if I chose to do that. There are webinars that we have privy to every day, starting at 8 in the morning until 6 at night. And so you can tune in to something that piques your interest that you should know about where you can bring better service to your clients. There are what we call familiarity trips. They're shortened for FAM trips, where some of the suppliers will come and say, look, we'd like to bring you to our hotel and let you experience it. We want you to stay in the nice rooms, and we're going to show you what other rooms look like, so that if you have a client that wants an ocean view, you know what that ocean view is going to be like, and if they're going to be happy or not, if you know your clients. You're going to taste the food. You're going to experience activities in the area. And so you've got to invest your time if you're going to be a professional, and sometimes money, most times not much, but money, and invest in yourself and your own education and knowledge, because that gives you the cut above someone else that's just selling cruises out of a book or off what they see on the internet. And looking at where location. So, I mean, some people are really concerned about locations on a ship. Well, we do ship inspections. We have an organization called CLIA that actually governs the cruise ships. They have conferences. We have to go on, to part of our certification, we have to go on those ships, look at their rooms, look at all the places that they have for children's clubs and activities that go on, and they feed us. And it's just, because if you haven't been on a ship, you don't know where you put in a client. You can look at a schematic, but it's not the same as being there looking at it. And I do as much as take pictures of the room numbers that I know my clients would love to be in. And now, we'll look up to see if that room's available, if they're going.
Now, you mentioned CLIA, and you mentioned certification. And that was one of the questions I asked you at the beginning was, did you mm-hmm. do some classes and stuff that have certification? So can you be certified as an expert in Cuba or in the Dominican Republic or into Mexico? Are there classes like that available?
Absolutely. I have so many they're called destination certifications. And again, you can do them online. Once you do them online, you'll get a letter maybe saying, would you like to come? And so it's kind of like reading something and then you've got a concept. But once you go there, now I see what they're talking about. Oh, wow, this is really beautiful. And so
really,
yes,
that's a two-part process then. First, you get the written certification of whatever it is. And
right.
Then you go to the location and actually get a hands-on feeling of what's going on.
And it's amazing. It just brings life to the whole process. And now you can talk about it passionately because you've been there, you had a good time, you can describe everything. And I take copious notes when I'm on one of those. I look at what's in the room, the kind of things that they benefit, because I'm a special needs certification. So people that don't get around well, that need wheelchairs or travel chairs, beach chairs, I can provide all of that. You don't have to leave Grandpa at home anymore because he's bedridden. You can bring here. You can put a hospital bed on the cruise ship in the room next to you, and Grandpa can still travel.
Wow, that's really interesting that there are travel agents that have special needs and handicapped certifications.
Absolutely.
We're getting ready to go into a break right now. So after the break, we'll start back up and talk about the special needs certifications and some other things about the industry. Thank you.
All right.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to chat about your favorite soap operas? The Daytime Discussion is here with Dan J. Kroll and Soap Central Live. For the past 15 years, Dan has been dishing and discussing on SoapCentral.com. And now he's taking the talk to the airwaves of the Voice America Variety Channel. You'll go behind the scenes with the biggest stars of daytime, along with guest commentary from the Soap Central columnists. And we'll take your questions and comments during our live show. Soap Central Live, every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Weave your own dream vacation or trip using our Dreamweaver services. Our job is to plan your amazing travel experience from start to finish, saving you the hassle of making arrangements yourself. From tea times, restaurant reservations, cruise or airline tickets, cars, hotels, and group accommodations, to ensuring special needs such as handicap or disability access is available, the Dreamweaver desk is designed to accommodate your travel requests. The delivery of completely customized luxury sports, lifestyle, and cruise travel packages is job one. We pride ourselves on delivering top-quality travel packages that take the worry out of travel, allowing our guests to enjoy special moments that will last a lifetime. Currently, our high-demand, limited-availability trips include the Summer Games in Rio 2016, the World Cup of Rugby in England September 2015, and much more. What are you waiting for? Contact us today to get started on your once-in-a-lifetime experience. Call 877-DREAM-1. That's 877-373-2661. Or go to www.dreamweaver.com for our special pricing packages. That's 877-DREAMM-1 or dreamweaver.com. Remember, it's Dream with two M's.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are enjoying Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd, Dreamweaver. To reach our show live, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Dreamweaver with two M's at TamandaRayTravel.com. Now, back to Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd.
Hi, welcome back after the break. This is Lindsay Boyd of Travel Time with Lindsay Boyd. On our show today, we have Darlene McClure, a certified group special event specialist. And I mess that up every time I get it, I say it. But basically, she's a certified group specialist. And what we just found out before the break is that she is also a certified special needs or disability travel planner. Now, when you go out and you're looking to do travel planning and stuff like that for your family or your friends, and you're doing it yourself on the internet, it's really, really hard. I mean, it's not obvious when you click into a hotel whether or not they have the facilities or the availability to handle somebody with special needs or disabilities. So it's nice to know that there's somebody who has that training. Could you tell us a little bit about what you did to become a special needs trainer?
Well, I was at a conference, OSSN, which is the Outside Agents Association for travel agents that work from home, and I attended a session on special needs. I had no clue that there were so many different types of equipment. If your client is on dialysis or needs oxygen, that they could bring all of that onto the cruise ships. So it was an eye opener for me, and I thought, wow, you know, I deal a lot with senior travel, and you know, as seniors get older, they break down, as do young people. But I thought, okay, I need to dig deeper into this. So I attended the course there. And then I came home and went online because they gave it where we could go online and actually go through the class and then take a test, an exam, and then you were certified. But oh my gosh, now I know all the names of the equipment. I know how to match it up to my clients. So that was just, I was just flabbergasted by that.
So does that mean for people who've previously stayed at home because they didn't think that they could get the medical or the psychological or other care that they might need, that there's ways that they can actually travel now if they work with somebody like you?
Absolutely. And we, again, we do all that work for you. We find out what the disability is, and we find ways to meet that need so that that person can have the same experience or as close to the same experience as you're going to have on that cruise ship.
So when you go and do a site visit at a hotel, or you go into a region and you fly into the airport and then you go through the out to a hotel, out to a site that is a tourist site, do you make a mental note or do you take physical notes about what are the handicap and special needs accessibilities that are there?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times when we go out of the country, there are no elevators in some of the hotels. That's a real critical question to ask. How is your client going to get upstairs if they're in a wheelchair and you put them in a hotel that doesn't have an elevator? So,
yeah,
again, the value of the travel agent having that kind of knowledge would know to ask that question of the hotel.
Well, and I could see where an individual could know to ask that question also, but you, by having your institutional knowledge or your destination certification, you kind of have an idea up front which hotels and which properties may or may not be able to handle a client. Is that correct?
That is correct. And again, from going to those hotels and doing inspections on the familiarity trips, you learn every inch of it because, I mean, the hotel room could be fine, but then it may be a cobblestone walkway in which a wheelchair is not going to roll well over. Or that person, if they have walking problems or knee surgery and have a cane, you don't want them walking on cobblestone. The incidence of tripping is really high. So, yeah, those little things like that are really important to know before you send a guest to a specific place. And we can't go everywhere, but that's the advantage of networking. You have other travel agents that you know that do service that area that have been there, and you just pick up the phone and ask them, or you call the hotel and ask them.
You know, I've never seen, when I've been online and I've looked at some of those little sites where they talk about trips, you know, and what they've get, and what you can do, where you can rate the trips and you can rate the hotels, like on hotels.com, and all of that. Were any of those references ever said anything about accessibility for somebody? And I think that's probably really important, don't you?
It's extremely important. Now, and it starts with the airport, even when the time a person gets out of the car at the curve, to have a wheelchair because they can't walk. Some airports are extremely long corridors. And I also just recently found out, I think it was in Europe, you have to call and arrange that ahead of time. They now have tablets with your name on it like they do with the chauffeurs. And if your name's not on there, you may not get a ride because they're full.
Wow. So, with
we need to be on top of all of that important information.
So, with the advent of more people traveling,
I know
there becomes an increased need for you to get the limited resources that are out there for your special needs or your handicapped person.
Right.
Wow.
And that's why I think your show is just really going to be of value to all listeners because they'll now be aware. And that also will help them judge the travel agent that they're with as to whether they're up to date on, if they have to ask the question is not being asked of them, oh my gosh, what a revelation.
So when somebody goes to a travel agent, should that travel agent be giving them a little, interviewing them a little bit so they can learn about who they are and where they're going?
I would hope that they would. I mean, that's how are you going to gather information and get a relationship with someone if you don't ask specific questions to get to know your clients? You got to spend the time ahead of time and talk to them. Have them describe what they see this vacation being like for them and their family, because they're spending money, and you want them to, you want that vacation for them to be brag worthy when they come back, so that they will tell their friends and you will start getting just people calling saying, so and so went on a trip with you and they told me, I am so blessed that a lot of my business is just word of mouth, because I do try to do the best to be the best. And with that attitude, you're going to go above and beyond what's required.
So tell me about two of your most favorite destinations that you've gone to. And if you can't think of two, just give me one.
Oh, my absolute favorite is Ireland, hands down. Ireland is the most beautiful, pristine country that I have been to, that I just can never get out of my mind. I think almost daily, I think of something that I saw or did in Ireland that puts a smile on my face. And I actually drove it for 3.5 weeks from Dublin to Shannon, going through the southern part, Cork, Killarney, all the major cities. And just to be in a country that is as vast as it is and green, and yes, it was raining because it rains there. That's why it's so green. And to have to sit in your car and wait for sheep to cross the road, and pubs right in the middle of nowhere, B&Bs, beautiful castles. Oh, my God, just breathtaking castles. And they still do the authentic singing and poetry telling at night in the pubs, which is just amazing. So you feel like you're back in the 14th century. And, of course, the Cliffs of Moher are just breathtaking. And so I can't think, I don't think I frowned the whole time I was in that country. The people are gracious, very proud of their culture, and they treat you well. So I've been 3 times, and I'm going back again next year.
Okay. Now, what's your next destination?
My next destination is Costa Rica in September. And again, it's a familiarity trip. Now, I've been there before, but I was on a cruise ship. And I did do the rainforest on a day trip. This time, I'm spending 11 days. I will see a lot. I looked at the itinerary. It's just amazing. And again, I'll be with other agents. So I'll meet some new friends, which is always exciting. And I'll see that country like you would not believe, because they want me to come back and sell it. So I'm just looking so forward to it.
So now, as an individual, though, and you weren't, if you're not thinking about it as because they want you to come back and sell it, what place have you gone to, or what place would you like to go to that just kind of wets your whistle thinking about it?
I want to go to, Fiji and Tahiti, those islands. I haven't gone to the Cook Islands. I hear about them from other people, and I thought, I need to go there. Check that out. Everybody comes back and raves about it.
Okay.
So okay. It's on my list of things to do.
Now, everybody who's listening to you now knows that it sounds to me like you would be a phenomenal person to work with. So do you have any future groups or plans that if I was listening to this show right now, I could say, oh, I want to go on that trip with her? Are there name one or two groups that you have coming up that maybe if I was listening and I wanted to have a fantastic experience and work with you once, what would I look for?
Well, if you're a music lover, I am now doing theme cruises on cruise ships. One is called the Smooth Jazz Cruise, and these are for next year. Everyone is in January 10th through the 17th. The next one's February 21st to the 28th. and it has all your great jazz greats, the George Benson, Marcus Miller, David Sanborn, Booney James, Brian Culverson, Peebo Bryson, Jonathan Butler, yada, yada, yada. That one, this would be my fourth year taking groups on that one. And I also, the new one for next year that just is coming about that I'm so excited about is the Gospel Music Cruise. And that will be featuring Kirk Franklin, Yolanda Adams, Fred Hammond, Shirley Caesar, Marvin Sapp, Take Six, Rudina Bell, Kirk Whalum, all just nonstop gospel for 7 days. Starting in Fort Lauderdale, they'll go to the Grand Turks, the San Juan Islands, the Tortola, and their Half Moon Cay. So those are my ongoing groups that I do, and the groups that I started with, which were small, are now up to about 20. And we do some special things I do special things for them, even though it's a ship charter, which means no one else from the outside that doesn't belong, that didn't come to listen to this music, gets on that ship. You're on there because of the music. And so it's not really about the destination. It's about the experience on the ship. And that is unbelievable if you are a music lover.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I wanted to do that with you, how would I contact you?
You can just go to OHappy or email me at ohappydaytravel.com, ohappydaytravel@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, ohappydaytravel.com, and they will be posted out there.
So is
that
just
call me at 559-732-3236.
Could you say it again?
Leave a message if I don't answer, and I'll call you back.
And what was that phone number again? A little bit slower.
Okay, 559-732-3236.
Well, you know, Darlene, it's been a wonderful having you on as a guest right now. I'm going to segue to tell everybody the news of what's going on in the travel industry today. And then if there's any questions that anybody has, they can contact us by email or by calling in on the phone lines.
Great. And I thank you again for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. So right now, here's the latest news of what's going on in the travel industry today. One of the things that's going on is if you're looking for a new place to travel and you're trying to find out what is the newest and the hottest trends, you want to be ahead of the curve. You want to be one of the trendsetters. Well, the new emerging destinations gaining more and more popularity today are Cuba, Croatia, Iceland, India, Peru, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Panama. Now, those have been places that people have traveled for a while, but because of the new experiential travel, which is an experience where you actually get into the culture and feel and see more, or you learn more about the history, or more about something that you like to experience, because there's becoming more specialization in that area, those are places that are expanding. Look for Sri Lanka to expand phenomenally in the next few years, because Sri Lanka and the Kerala, India, have gotten together. They're about 325 miles apart, and they're trying to form a regional partnership to encourage tourism there. It looks like in the next couple of years, there's going to be a cruise ship that's going to be making a port stop there. They're going to have seaplane service between Sri Lanka and Kerala. And they're going to have all sorts of tours and other things. And if you think back about some of the famous movies, Sri Lanka has played a part in some of those. Next, the Department of Homeland Security plans to expand its pre-clearance program. For those of you who don't know what pre-clearance is the pre-clearance program is by Department of Homeland Security is when you're in a foreign country and you're getting ready to come back to the U.S., they do all your border checks for immigration and customs and agriculture inspections and all of that in that country before you come back. Like if you go to Vancouver, Canada, you will experience that program before you come back to the U.S. So they're expanding that program. You know, after nearly a year-long process, the Customs and Border Patrol, or Department of Homeland Security, has identified the new airports or new countries where that's going to be added into. There's more than two dozen foreign airports that are going to be in that. 10 of those that have been identified for possible pre-clearance locations include the Brussels Airport in Belgium, the Punta Cana Airport in the Dominican Republic, Narita International Airport in Japan, Amsterdam Airport in the Netherlands, the Oslo Airport in Norway, in Madrid, the Barajas Airport, in Stockholm, the Arlanda Airport, and in Istanbul, the airport there. Also, London Heathrow and Manchester airports. What that will mean is that instead of flying to the U.S. and getting in those long, long lines to try to get through security and get through immigrations and all that other stuff, you will pre-clear on the other side. You will pre-clear in the country that you're leaving from. That gives you two benefits. One, it increases security, and two, takes care of that. We have other news. We'll have to do that next time. Have a good day, and we look forward to listening to us next week. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this week for Travel Time with Lindsay T. Boyd. Be sure to tune in for another edition with the Dreamweaver next Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until our next journey together, happy travels!